So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
I think most of my fans are going to recognize you from my favorite show that I've seen you in, except for Scream 4, which is Younger.
Younger.
Which sadly came to a close this year after six seasons.
Seven.
Seven seasons.
I'm so glad you did all of your research.
I did.
Yeah.
I'm a day late, a dollar short, but I do know my facts, man.
You do.
Hey, girl. I'm America's sweetheart and food-obsessed junkie, Joey Camasta. They say the quickest way to a loved one's heart is through food. So each week, my guests and I are going to share a spicy hookup story and the meal that was involved. We're going to recreate the dish and the date. Things are going to get hot in here, girl. Okay, girl, so my guest today, she's a philanthropist, a plus-size model.
Oh.
She's from Chicago and a very dear friend of mine. Please welcome to the stage Ms. Nico Marie Tortorelli.
Hi.
So, Nico, can I get in your pantry?
Yes, of course. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time.
So guys, this is not a drill. Everyone's probably thinking, Joey, this is funny. He really doesn't have Nico on his couch. Nico's not really there. And I hate to tell you, but I do.
It's real. I am really here.
Against your will, correct?
No, this is fully with and on my will.
I haven't seen you in many moons. Not many moons, like at least since the pandemic.
It's been at least 2 years.
It's crazy. You still look great.
You too.
You haven't gained any weight.
I miss you.
I know.
We spent so much time together.
Yeah, months.
For a year.
Yeah.
Like all day. Every day.
So Nico and I met on a program.
Just a casual program.
A program for MTV. And Nico was the host and I was the executive producer. We'll say that much. It was called How Far's Too Far, and we spent hours, days and nights together because the shoot days were from 6 a.m. till 1 a.m. almost every day.
Yeah, that was pre-pandemic where we could shoot, 18 hours a day. We worked so much on that show.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God that you were there.
Yeah.
You made that show.
So I was there doing Nicole's makeup and...
And mine,
and yours,
first
yes.
season.
Oh yeah, the first season I did Jeremy's makeup as well.
And then I had to bring in a professional.
Professional had to come in because I was sleeping on the job. Do you remember when you were vegan and I was hungover and I said, oh my God, Nico, I got you some vegan food. And I ordered a Crave case of White Castle and I got you White Castle burgers. And you said, get them out of here. Uh-huh. They reeked.
You had boxes of White Castle. Yeah.
We used to get fucked up. Nico never got fucked up. You used to roll your own cigarettes and just drink sparkling water.
I would get stoned every once in a while.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But me and Nicole had drawers and drawers and drawers of wine and we would just drink all day long, all day, every day. And then she got knocked up, so she had to quit.
It was really impressive.
I know. How she can go. We call it her go-go juice.
Well, yeah. I mean, Nicole performs.
Mm-hmm.
Performs. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Nicole is one of the greatest performance artists of our time.
Stop.
No, I truly believe that.
I know.
And just like to see her
treasure.
Come into her own and couple, glasses of wine deep and just this blossoming energy. Ugh.
Yes. We'll have to FaceTime her later.
Yeah.
Now, you've been very busy. I actually was watching a video before I got here, and I did get aroused.
Oh.
I didn't know it was going to happen. I was Googling your name because I wanted to get some facts, some factuals on. You know what time you were born? 1218.
Yeah.
Do you know something about your grandfather? Your grandfather, it was a trivia thing that popped up on you.
Okay.
Your grandfather
was something happened with him.
They're both grandpas. Things happened.
What? Give me a hint. I forgot already.
I mean, I don't know which one you're talking about.
Then you, but you were born in Chicago. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you look up my full astrology chart too? Is that why you figured out what time I was born? No, or was that really just a trivia question?
It's right on there. It was there for the world to see.
The fact that this is the first picture comes up makes me mad.
You look handsome, man.
Nine.
Born July 30th, 1988. Mm-hmm. In Wilmington. Ohio. Bethany C. Myers.
That says Illinois, and you just said Ohio.
Oh. Bethany C. Myers. C stands for Coracomin?
Coracomin.
Is that correct?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. That's exactly correct.
Where is it?
Probably in Wikipedia trivia or IMDb trivia.
Is this the trivia?
Trivia is in IMDb.
Here it is.
Wait, I want to know what video got you aroused. Trivia. They graduated from high school. Yep. And that is true.
Through true high school, 6'1"?
Same high school Rock Hudson went to.
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And is that where you got that sexy star energy from?
There's a lot of star energy that comes out of that school, for sure.
Do you know who went to my school?
Tell me.
Ray Liotta.
Oh, really? That tracks.
Yeah.
That tracks.
Guinea.
Yeah.
Loud.
Hey, I could have gone to your high school.
Oh, so the clip was, it was you in a mirror, and you were primping, doing something, but you looked upset, like you were about to cry.
Oh, yeah.
And then a very hot gentleman came up behind you and took you from behind.
He did.
I know, but that wasn't you. That was Felix.
That was Felix.
From The Walking Marie Dead, only on FX. Where's it on?
AMC.
AMC.
The Walking Dead World Beyond.
Beyond, Hunchy.
Beyond the world. This is the third series in the
Walking I've never Dead watched universe. Any. I never watched any Walking Dead because I never got into it. I'm like sci-fi normally, but now that you're on it, I'm going to have to watch. Do I have to start from the beginning of the original Walking Dead to understand what's happening on your show?
No, our show definitely stands alone, but if you are a Walking Dead fan, there's like pieces to the puzzle that get put back into place with watching World Beyond, but you can watch it on its own for sure.
Well, I'm excited. Well, another reason is I think most of my fans are going to recognize you from my favorite show that I've seen you in, except for Scream 4, which is Younger.
Younger.
Which sadly came to a close this year after six seasons.
Seven.
Seven seasons.
I'm so glad you did all of your research.
I did.
Yeah.
I'm a day late and a dollar short, but I do know my facts, man.
You do.
She's from Chicago, and she's a Leo. Now, that must have been bittersweet. I mean, because that was a role that you played, and I think that's when America really fell in love with you as Josh on the show. And it was kind of like you were living a double life in there because you didn't play yourself, but there's aspects of Josh that are in you. Like
totally.
The whole tattoo thing, the caring nature, you with the Irish girl. What was her name? Whitney?
The Irish girl.
You're the one who got pregnant.
Oh, Phoebe.
Phoebe.
From that other show. What's the show called?
Bridgerton.
Bridgerton.
Yes, thank you. Bridgerton.
So you impregnated.
That little show.
Yeah. So you impregnated her. Mm-hmm. I mean, just your caring nature, and no matter what it is, I mean, like, you know, when it didn't work out with you and Eliza, it was, you never left her side. And that is so Nico through and through because it's not about, once you have you get into your heart, you're there for life.
Forever.
And that's how I've been with you. You know, and everyone he touches has been that way. And look, I have goosebumps.
I feel like when I met you, you were
lost.
With this kind of long lost, like, gay cousin that I never had in my life. But like, I actually think of you as family. Like, we're cut from the same cloth, you know, like we have the same
weight.
Like emotional weight.
Same bank account.
Star
and quality.
Like one of the funniest people I've ever met in my entire
Stop
life.
Stop it.
I really miss that time that we spent together. That
well, was we can like, do it again. Do you need any extras on anything coming up?
No, not that I know of.
Back to Younger, because I,
yes.
what were the people like when everything was, it was between like Josh and
Charles.
How was like the people? Because I remember like in The Sopranos, Carmela Soprano, Edie Falco said, even no one can break character with her. Even like she'd be in the grocery store as a woman, and these women would come up to her, "Oh my God, you changed my life! Please, I need to talk to you. My husband's going through the same thing." It's like, you know, this is a character, right?
Yeah, full fledged.
Like they all come up to her, like, "I want to share your recipes. I need to know, Carmela," and they can't break the character from like, you know.
Well, I mean, that character had a lot of weight to it, right?
Yeah.
There was like intense storyline.
Yeah.
Josh is just kind of like a lighthearted dude, and the show, half hour rom-com, it's a feel good show. So it was never like an intense energy came at me. I've had intense energies in other ways, but it's kind of nice, honestly.
Yeah.
People like think of me as Josh in a lot of ways. And like you said, he is a lot of
He's a heartthrob with a heart.
Yeah, true.
Hashtag, you can make a t-shirt.
But the whole Team Josh, Team Charles thing was definitely fucking real.
Yeah. I was always Team you.
Team Josh.
So now what is up? We're going to get to your date in a minute.
Okay.
And I want to hear all about that. So how's everything with your career now? You're starting a new movie in Los Angeles coming up soon where you play a struggling father.
A struggling father. That is very well said. Okay, so the movie's called The Mattachine Family.
Say that again?
The Mattachine
Family. Mattachine. Are you Mr. Mattachine?
The Mattachine Society was...
Like Dynasty?
I guess they had a dynasty. They were one of the original, gay rights activist group
based in Los Angeles. This is a real thing.
Yeah, the Mattachine Family.
Oh, it's based on true events.
Well, no, kind of. We're using their ideals as a through line for the film. It has the movie actually has nothing to do with the Mattachine Society, but it's a story about a gay couple who are married, and they have a foster kid that goes back to live with his birth mom. And the rest of the movie is me trying to figure out how I want to have kids, if I want to have another kid, what that looks like. And the movie is really incredible in the way that it's these little vignettes of non-traditional couples and families who have kids, a lot of queer families that have kids. And it's a storyline that we've never really seen on TV. Like, can you name one movie that's two gay dads with a kid? I mean, The Birdcage is potentially the closest thing that we have
right,
to it.
Right, but they didn't have the baby together.
They didn't have the baby together. And Modern Family, I guess, is the real comp that we have in the world.
But that's sugar-coated.
It's set in comedy. Yeah, it's very specific. There's not a single movie that I know of that is about two dads.
What an important time to release this. And also it's kind of parallel with your life now because Bethany and you are trying to conceive.
My work has always kind of imitated life imitating art in a weird way. Yeah, it's special.
It's all to you, all of it to you.
All of it is you. we're trying to make a baby right now.
How exciting.
Exciting and also
and scary
frustrating.
And nervous and frustrating. Yeah.
I feel like the way that we're taught how not to get pregnant is counterproductive. It's the one thing that unites us all. We were all born, and there's really not an education system in place to help people get over the line, so to speak.
Right. Well, a lot of my fans are probably right in between that stage where when you find out you're pregnant, it's either like my reaction would be, oh my God, what are you gonna do?
Right.
And now the other half of my fans are saying oh my God, that's amazing. It's such a fine line between am I ready for a baby or it's a good thing or it's a bad thing. And there's never really
all your
a
fans.
Third line.
All my fans. All your fans.
There's one there. Two there. So today you're on my show called Could I Get Your Pantry?
Could I get your pantry?
I've always loved food and cooking because you know my father.
I have.
He was a chef for many moons, and I just always felt at home with it because it's feeding people to me is a way of expressing my love for them.
You know, I've never seen you cook.
You haven't
cooked for me. I mean, I've watched you on the interwebs, drunk as a skunk, cooking food.
Yes,
which I'm obsessed with.
Oh, good.
Layla and I talk about it all the time.
Oh, good.
Honestly.
Layla Hayani.
But I'm in awe of your relationship with food.
It is. It's my love language. And it's the way I like, and I especially love, I don't know. It's like an Italian mother. It's like, it's that nurturing part of me. Like an old grandmother saying did you eat? Did you eat? And pushing food on them. Because, I'm not always trying to be the healthiest person in the world, but it's like, I do it more just as a term of endearment. And it's my love language, like I said. So I'm obsessed with it.
If you could cook one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, I would say some type of pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite cut?
I love spaghetti. For long cut, spaghetti. For short cut, I love orecchiette. Mm. And I love cavatelli.
Cavatelli, yeah.
Gavadils. Is that what they say at home?
Isn't it so funny how our parents and our grandparents had an entirely different language. That's not really Italian. It's Italian-American.
No, it's like they were trying to emulate their grandparents who had the accents.
Right.
But they didn't know the language. So they're trying to I think I've figured it out. It's they're trying to say the Italian words like them, but they don't speak the language, so they're not doing the right dialect. So it just becomes this jumbled mess of words.
Prosciutto, gabagool.
And they're not doing it to they're trying to honor the language, but without knowing how to speak the language.
Honoring the language, but also just dropping the vowel at the end of words.
Yeah.
It's anti-Italian.
Yeah. Now, are you still open with Bethany?
We are open, yes. It's not like situational thing. It's just kind of who we are. It doesn't, we're not necessarily seeing anyone else right now, but we're always open.
And I've always condemned you for that. Condemned? That means I applaud you?
No.
I always applauded you, Bethany, for that because it's something that I don't have the mental capacity to do. But I love the idea because it's true what the roots are about it, saying, you know, there's no infidelity, there's no shadiness if you're all open about everything. There's nothing.
Yeah, well, I mean, every open relationship is a little bit different.
Right.
But we didn't just wake up one morning and decide.
Well, also, you've been together since you were 13 years old.
Yeah, 15 years. Not since I was 13, but we've known each other 15 years. Yeah.
I know. You recently posted the first picture.
Bethany posted that.
Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah.
So we're here today to talk about food and dating.
Now,
this is traditionally we talk about a date. Do you have a date in mind that we're going to recreate this dish from?
Yes.
What are we going to make today? You told me to make
a zuppa di pesci.
Zuppa di pesci.
Yeah.
Which is seafood. I called it frutti di mare, which means fruit of the sea. And marinara is traditionally, means the sea. It means the sea.
Yeah.
And so marinara sauce was developed for seafood.
So I come from the Pesci clan. My mom's maiden name is Pesci.
Joe Pesci is your godmother, correct?
Somewhere along the line. I'm sure related. I mean, there's only so many of us. But this dish was something that was always made in my house.
I'm just going to eat wine.
And go ahead, get your wine. And the first time Bethany came over to my family's house, I'm going to preface this story with Bethany grew up in a very religious home.
Oh.
And
Catholic?
Baptist. Southern Baptist.
Oh. That good old Southern hospitality.
Something like that. So when they would hear me and my mom talk to each other, it was like from another fucking planet. Like my mom and I, we have a very open relationship. We talk about everything. We fucking swear at each other. We get mad at each other.
I miss your FaceTime calls with her. Like, they would just be, like, every break there was, Nico would be on the phone, like, wow, what's going on? And she would just leave the mother's phone on the thing and go run off and do something. And I'd have to be like, Ma?
But the first time, like, Bethany heard us swear at each other, right?
Yeah.
It was like, Bethany was appalled.
Yeah.
And, like, so terrified. That way. Terrified. No. Yeah. Had never even heard people talk to their mother like that.
Yeah.
Even still to this day, sometimes when my mom and I go at it, Bethany's like,
frightened.
Yeah. So this dish was what was made at the house the first time Bethany came over. And I make it all the time. It's just like one of my favorite go-to meals.
It's so easy to just throw
everything in a gravy, right?
Yeah.
Get it going. And then you can cook pasta for whenever you want. I always have a big patch going.
It's going so good. So now you made this together with Bethany, or your mom made this?
My mom made it the first time, but we've made it a bunch. I actually made a version of it last night.
And Bethany really liked it?
Yeah. Bethany's not the biggest seafood fan.
Yeah.
But with a sauce like this, you know, you have so much. You can pick
apart. It goes together so quickly. It's not one of those sauces you have to make like and put on the stove for hours and hours. It literally comes together in 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, and all of that sea flavor kind of marries with the tomato like really quickly, right? It doesn't have to like baste, right?
Right. Now, is this a dish that you would recommend something? I think I would do this as well because it's not too heavy and it's elegant as fuck. And it has some family roots to it.
Yeah. And if you have the oysters and the clams and the mussels, it's an aphrodisiac, right? It's good to get the sex.
No, I didn't get any mussels today because they only had a big bushel of them and I don't need that much. So today we're going to use it's whatever you have on hand. Traditionally, it was kind of whatever was available at the time, that's what you put in it. So today we're going to do bay scallops, which are the baby ones.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do some scrimps,
mm-hmm.
some clams, mm-hmm. some little neck clams, and some calamari.
Okay, so with the calamari and the scallops, do you flash fry them first?
Not normally.
No, you don't. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Should we do that?
I think you get them blackened first, just a quick flash.
They don't become too tough then.
And then you throw them in, and you throw those two things in at the end. The calamari you can put in the sauce at the beginning. You don't have to get it flash.
Okay.
With the scallops to get it like that crispy glaze.
Let's do it.
And then throw it in the sauce.
So you think we should do our, just do the scallops first and then add our aromatics like a garlic and onion?
I think so.
I'm excited. I never normally do that. And how do you feel about putting an anchovy in it?
I'm okay with anchovy.
Like, I think just one of them. It gives a depth of flavor.
Just for the depth,
A little umami. Mm-hmm. Umami?
I love umami.
Umami
it's
flavor?
My favorite flavor, I would say.
Yeah.
Would you say so?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Soy sauce, mushrooms, tomatoes. That's unami.
Yeah. Umami.
Umami.
Unami is...
Like, ooh, mommy, can I have that?
Umami, could I come here?
Could I Well, I'm excited that I'm going to learn something new today. I never normally would have done that. So we have everything we need here today. So what are we going to need for this recipe? You're going to need onions and garlic.
Mm-hmm. Always.
We need, I got crushed tomatoes and tomato paste. I'm not sure which ones you like.
I mean, I like them both.
Okay, we're going to
use some. I always use them both.
Yeah, we'll use a little bit of both, some olive oil. And then for our seafood, we have scallops, bay scallops, clams, shrimp, and calamari. But really, any mix of seafood that you have, we can do. And we're going to do our flash fry. So let's start flash frying our, put your pasta water on. That's the first thing you want to do, because that's going to take a while to boil. Put a pot of water on, and then
this was on when I came in.
Yeah,
actually.
So you're gonna put about a tablespoon of olive oil,
or three.
Yeah,
or four.
In the pan.
Mm-hmm.
And get that to sizzling, and then we're gonna throw our scallops in.
With your squid.
Yes.
Do you always buy your squid pre-cleaned and cut?
Not always. I buy them whole sometimes.
Yeah.
And then do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you have to put your finger. I left one hole up there if you wanted to touch it. Put your finger in there.
How do you cook an octopus?
You have to put it in boiling water with lemon.
Yeah.
And then you just drop the whole thing in and it curls up like this.
Do you chill it after you cook it for 24 hours?
And then you grill it, yes.
And then you grill it.
And then you sear it and grill it. Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise it gets really tough.
Yeah.
I'm just dicing my onion up. Oh, it's already simmering. We can put our scallops in there now.
Who cooked in your house growing up? Mom or dad?
My dad.
Your dad always cooked.
Yeah, my mother would cook like all the fun stuff, like hamburger helper and other things.
Yeah.
All right, I'm putting my, I should dry these off so we don't get backsplash.
I always dry my scallops like intensely.
Yes.
And then cook them in a dry pan.
They don't stick then?
No. They naturally sweat when they cook.
I would do very dry and then a little olive oil so they don't stick. All right, so I'm drying my scallops in a paper towel.
Yeah.
Now, these are bay scallops. They're not the big ones.
The big chunky ones.
You can do that, but you just have to cut them up because it's supposed to be bite-sized pieces so you can get a little of something of everything on your fork with spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, sizzles. We're getting a sear on these. Just get a little crispiness on there. And then once they cook down the sauce, they're going to soften.
I think we should just sear them on one side, get them real crispy, leave the other side.
Okay.
And then so it can cook the rest in the sauce.
I love it. And then should we take those out before we do our aromatics?
Yeah.
How do you keep things spicy in your relationship with Bethany? Not with food. How do you keep things always fresh and new? Because you've been together since you were teenagers.
Yeah, are you talking about sexually?
Yeah, anything. Sexually or yeah.
I think dating other people keeps it really exciting, right?
Right.
Like, we always have new stories and new energies that we're bringing home. And
well, I mean, that certainly is going to spice things up.
Yeah.
Especially in my house, because I would have so there would be fireworks and a gun.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know that I could do it right now in the stage of my life.
Right.
And again, I don't have anyone to compare it to, so it's like, no. I just don't know that. But maybe that's the thing I've been missing my whole life. Maybe I need something that's not so
regimented. Yeah. I mean, I said, we didn't just wake up one morning and decide this is what we were going to be. Like, it took a lot of time for us to come to this conclusion of like, this is what we are and this is how we want to live our lives.
Right.
But to answer your question, how we keep things spicy, right? I think, like, at its core, Bethany and I's relationship is deeply, deeply intimate. Like,
right.
We, you know, are best friends, and our love language is very physical, and obviously we spend all of our
same
time
as ours.
Together. Yeah, same as ours. You know, but dating other people keeps us, really honest with each other.
Right.
We have to be. How small do you want this cut?
Chop it up,
right?
Not two things. We don't want it to burn.
Okay.
I like garlic in the sauce, though.
Yeah, I could put so much garlic in the sauce, no problem.
Okay, so our scallops have browned for sake of the show.
Yeah, they got.
And I'm gonna remove them just so they get. They don't overdone.
Yeah, overdone.
And now we're gonna add our
aromatics.
So let's do our anchovy first. That's gonna break down the sauce, and then we'll put our onions in, and then we'll put our garlic after.
Okay.
Can we do a? Now, I've been trying to get in acting for some time now in Hollywood. Do you think that you and I can do a scene together real quick?
Yeah.
Like,
sure.
Like, we're cooking. You can be the director and tell me what to say.
Do you want me to set it up for
you?
Yeah,
set it up.
Okay.
And I'm gonna be acting too.
All right. Here's the scene. Okay. I'm gonna be your husband.
Okay.
I'm gonna come in from the door.
Stage left.
You're annoyed at me for some reason. Okay. You want me to spend more time with the kids.
Yeah.
Okay. But I work all the time.
Uh-huh.
And you're here cooking for me. And it's 1962.
Oh God, Johnny.
Your name is Maria.
And what's your name? Johnny.
Johnny.
Okay.
And action. Hi, honey.
You didn't think to call, Johnny?
We're not going to do this again.
Do what? You ignore your kids again while I sit here, cook, clean, and do everything else around
the
house?
What do you want me to do? How do you think we're going to live here? I got to go to work to support the family.
Going to work is one thing, Johnny, and ignoring your family is the next.
Ignoring the family? Maria, tell me how I ignore the family. Tell me.
Johnny, I'm not doing this. Not again.
You are doing it. You start the second I walk into the fucking door.
I can only do so much in one day, Johnny. I gotta do it all. Between the kids, my mother coming home, my father being sick, and now me dealing with all this around the house. I don't know how I can budget this.
What do you do? Your life is so good. You have it so easy. Look at this big, beautiful house. Huh?
It's not about the house, John. It's not about the house.
I'm out here every day working for this family.
You know, maybe I wish you didn't work so much. End scene.
End scene.
Yes! We heard four. Come on, frazzled rock. Oh, so now we have everything. Now we got to deglaze that. Can I have some white wine, Sissy? Is that okay for you to have in the food?
Yeah, of course.
We'll deglaze the pan. Do you want to use tomato paste?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. That smells amazing.
Oh, yeah. So how did I do as an actress? Was I too frazzled right off the jump?
Honestly, no. I think that you really created a nice arc to the character. You responded in real time. You know, improv is not necessarily like my forte. But I think we did a really good job.
I enjoyed myself.
I was waiting for you to get a little bit more physical. I wasn't about to hit my wife, but I thought you could have got in my face a little bit more. Raise the stakes. You
all know right. What I mean? No, that's a good critique. Physical comedy.
Physical comedy.
Physical, what's it called?
Physicality.
The physicality of it all.
Yeah. Who were you channeling in that?
Like a frazzled Lucille Ball and like someone like maybe like Marissa Tomei.
Okay.
From like the 60s.
All right. All right. No, that was fun.
I liked it. Yeah, I loved doing fun. That. Nicole's gonna be so mad that we played time, House without her.
Really?
We love playing House. So this is smelling good. Should we put the tomatoes in and then our seafood? Yeah. Let me put the macaroni in. Okay, so now we're just sauteing our what are we doing? Sauteing down our aromatics with our tomato paste. And now my water, I'm going to drop my pasta, and then we're going to put all our seafood in and the chopped tomatoes.
Can you tell me how you pick a clam?
Well, clams, they should never be open. If you get them, they're open, and they don't close back up, that means they're dead, and you're going to eat them and get sick. Mm-hmm. So make sure they're all closed, and you got to purge them first. You got to take them and put them in water first, cold water, and leave them in the fridge or on the sink to purge. And that means they're all sand. They eat sand all day, so this is like kind of they're drinking and like burping up the water in the sand, and then the sand won't be in your food.
Have you ever seen a vagina up close and personal?
Yeah, I fingered a girl named Jen once.
You fingered a girl named Jen once?
Yep.
How old were you?
Like 28.
28?
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
So you were already the Joey that we know and love.
Yeah, I was full homosexual and I kept giggling.
So was it for like...
a scene?
Research purposes?
No, I was just like...
Were you drunk?
She was like always horned up around me and she always like make out with me and we'd do it at bars pretend we were dating. And then we took the joke too far, I think.
Was it here?
No.
No, not here, but was it like in your home?
No, it was, when I lived in Westfield, New Jersey.
Ah.
Oh, I forgot. Maria took out this puff pastry while she was acting. I forgot to put it back.
I was like, who's Maria? I remember. Okay, wait, so how did it happen? You just like,
we came home from the bar.
You were wasted.
Yeah, making out, came home from the bar, and then I was like, you know, I wanted to make her, I never made a girl finish before, so I think I wanted to make her finish.
Did she finish?
No, she couldn't concentrate because I was giggling. So now you have a sex scene coming up in your new movie.
I do have a sex scene.
And now you've,
scene.
Now what other
a,
movie?
A
what
couple.
Are, now you've done sex scenes in the things. You broke a bed on Younger.
I did. I've had lots of sex scenes.
Do you have to wear
I
a
was
cock
actually
sock?
Sutton Foster's first sex scene ever on camera.
Really? Mm-hmm. You were mine as well.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Funny. Mm-hmm. Wait, did you have to wear a cock sock?
I did wear a cock sock. I had to wear a cock sock a few times on that show.
But now since it's two consenting dudes, do you think it's going to be different?
I don't know. We'll see.
If they give you the option to not wear one, would you not wear one?
I mean, I think this movie's going to be closer to a PG-13 film than an R film.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that we can't, you know, be rubbing sticks together under the covers.
Now, if that happened, now what's the protocol? Like, it's consensual between the two of you, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got to just kind of, like, you never know what's going to happen. You know? I mean, it's like, sometimes I've had sex scenes and I haven't gotten hard at all because you're like, that's not what it's about. But other
this is
times,
a flash
like,
fry?
Yeah.
All this goes into flash fry?
All of it.
Right now?
Yeah.
Everything?
Yeah, but, yeah.
You should do it in stages.
Yeah, stages.
Okay, so now our sauce is almost done. We're gonna throw in our flash fried seafood into our sauce, mix it with spaghetti and a little butter and some herbs, and then we're gonna plate it up and we'll be right back. So we got it plated, now we're gonna try it. This is our fresh seafood with the sauces reduced down. The spaghetti is cooked perfectly.
We went with the spaghetti, not with the linguine. It wasn't a group decision. It was made.
That's what I had. I think I have linguine. Okay, let's give it a try. It looks good.
Detail. I thought we detailed.
Mmm. Wait, stop. The cheese made that saltier.
Oh, wow.
That is good.
The pasta is perfect.
Mmm. Yeah, I can see why this gets in people's pants. Hey, I'm definitely going to make this for someone.
It's so easy, too. And we made that whole thing in 20 minutes.
And it's elegant.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually low in fat.
This is very good for you.
Mm-hmm.
You ever do a gluten-free pasta?
I haven't, but I would.
Yep.
Are they good?
I do it all the time. Yeah, the Barilla is solid.
Barilla.
Barilla.
This is definitely good. And if you're going to serve this, I would do it with, if you'd like wine, I'd like either a light red with this or a crisp white. Mm. Or if you're just like... Non-alcoholic, it's sparkling, or Pellegrino.
A Pellegrino, even. Or just like a bottle of tequila straight to the dough.
Yeah, we garnish with chives and basil. I like chives and seafood together.
You ever cook with weed?
No, but they asked me to. Someone asked me to.
You could do a weed butter in this. That would be delicious.
Oh. How do you know how much to eat, though?
You just got to measure it out.
But then what if you're really hungry and you eat, and then you're all fucked up on the couch?
I mean, isn't that the point?
True that.
True that.
Well,
Joey, this has been an absolute
pleasure. This has been lovely.
I love you.
I love you, Momo. Thank you for coming. Can I take one?
It's been so good.
I know. I'm so excited for all your new ventures.
Thank you. You too.
Good luck to Bethany and you with your baby making. Just keep shooting it up in there.
Keep shooting it in there. Congrats on the new podcast.
Thank you.
And surprise, I may have a new podcast coming soon to a theater near you.
Oh, can I be on it?
Of course.
Well, thank you, as always, for joining us on Could I Get in Your Pantry? Nico Tortorella, thank you. You are an icon, you're a legend, and you are the moment.
Could I Get in Your Pantry?